Hey Gamecocks, this episode is brought to you by Tailgate State. These guys deliver unique designs with fans in mind that you simply cannot find anywhere else. Tailgate State offers polos, t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more with new designs dropping weekly. The best part is that for every item purchased, Tailgate State donates $1 to the corresponding school's NIL collective so you can get involved with the NIL movement, all while looking great. Get ready for game day the best way. Just go to tailgatestateandco.com. Use code GAMECOX10, that's COX, for 10% off. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 152 of Cox Talking Gamecocks, brought to you by Tailgate State. Go to tailgatestateandco.com. Use code GAMECOX10, that's COX, for 10% off. I am your host, Tim Cox, and I am ready for the weekend. What is up, y'all? It has been a busy week. For me personally, at least, you know, on the sports side of things, it actually has been sort of a slower week. But as I said earlier, I was out in Texas doing the horns down, representing the Gamecocks, was out there on some business, but back now, back in the groove. I hope y'all are ready to have a big time weekend. And there is so much going on. I mean, we have basketball commits, baseball preview, the NFL draft going on, playoff hockey, playoff basketball. It is sports bonanza going on right now, and I cannot get enough of it. I had three screens going on Thursday night, and it was just awesome. It was awesome. Probably terrible for my eyes, but you know what? Screw it, because I just couldn't get enough of it. So we will break down here the baseball preview. Got some news and notes here to review from the week beforehand. So let's jump right into things here. There was only one score to report. Like I said, it was kind of a slow week this week around USC Athletics. You know, school is wrapping up, so kind of does make sense. Thursday, beach volleyball lost to Grand Canyon 3-0. That's all right. Get them next time. And then there was a bit of news out from the football team in that quarterback Braden Davis has entered the transfer portal. This is not terribly surprising. I mean, this would have been two spring games ago. Braden shined, and he was highly touted as a recruit. He's from Delaware, I believe, player of the year there. And I think people were thinking there could be a scenario where Braden Davis gets into the equation, but you look at the quarterback room now, it's just so crowded, and you can kind of see that there's a path where this is Spencer's year, obviously. So if we're putting on our magic glasses and looking at next season, maybe there's a scenario where Luke Doty stays and he tries to have sort of that Dylan Thompson one senior good year and then kind of go out in some glory. But even if it's not Luke, Tanner Bailey is highly recruited. He has some skills. And then obviously Lenora Sellers is there, and there's a lot of excitement around him. Can't even forget Colton Gauthier is still there. So there's just a lot of talent and a lot of guys in that room. So Braden's going to go somewhere and try to get some playing time more quickly. So good for him. Wish him nothing but the best. There were a couple other transfer portal entries, but he was certainly the most notable from them. And then the big news came out of the basketball program. Lamont Paris and company was very, very busy this week. Actually, really just busy on Thursday. All the news came out. But he picked up a few commitments here. So the first two are both players hailing from Finland. That's right, the internationally known basketball powerhouse country of Finland, with guard Morris. I'm sorry if I'm going to mispronounce this, Morris. Morris Ugusek. He will be part of the 2023 class. And then big man Oku Federico will be part of the 2024 class. So both these guys were playing over there. But the big news from the team came from that transfer power forward BJ Mack has committed to Lamont Paris and the Gamecocks. Oh, this was exciting. This was big news, something that we have been following and waiting on and hoping for a long time. BJ Mack was the top target for Lamont Paris for months. I think it was even the SEC tournament when the team plane went to Nashville. Lamont Paris stayed back to go visit BJ before meeting up with the team. So he's been talking to this kid for a long time. He has some familiarity with him because BJ had previously played at Wofford, so was playing in the SoCon. Lamont Paris saw him up close and personal. He has 1 year of eligibility left. Last season, he averaged 16.6 points and 5.6 rebounds. And if you look at his numbers from the year prior to that, they were very similar. I think it was 16.4 points and 6 rebounds. So very consistent over the last 2 years, looking to take a step up into the SEC. But he will be bringing proven experience and production in the post, and someone that can fight for rebounds, get boards, play a lot of minutes. He started 32 games the last 2 years. And, you know, despite Josh Gray developing throughout the year last year and coming on strong at points, some consistent post play is something that Carolina has struggled to find on a consistent basis, even before Lamont Paris got here, right? But certainly last year, that was a big, big problem. So this is a huge, huge day for Lamont Paris, as a lot of his hard work has really paid off here. You know, he's answered a couple of questions, big question marks on his roster he has addressed. And this is what we were kind of hoping to see when he was hired, right? I mean, he was able to build up Chattanooga, was very successful in leveraging the transfer portal in doing so. And, I mean, he has said he doesn't want to have to rely on the portal. But the fact is, you know, he needs to show very noticeable improvement this upcoming season to not only justify his own hire, but to prove to high school talent in and around the state that South Carolina is improving and is a destination for good college basketball. And there's no other way to do it right now in this day and age than trying to jumpstart your team than using the transfer portal. And I've said it once, I've said it twice, I'll say it 1,000 times. He's bringing in experienced guys with defined roles that will allow the guys who are currently on the roster to double down on what they do well. And you can look, and it's almost like he put out a list where I have certain needs. I need a true point guard, I need a big man, I need a forward, and I need a sharpshooter. And he went out and he did that. So this roster for this upcoming season for the basketball team is going to look completely different than it did last year. Of course, it's a lot of new faces, and so you got to hope that they can gel and they can get up to speed rather quickly. But just looking at it on paper, it's deeper, it's more experienced, it's proven, and I think it's guys that are going to play for Lamont well. They're smart guys. They can pick up his system rather quickly. And it's exciting. It's going to be very exciting to see. I think, and I could be wrong here, but I think that with the Finland guard Morris and then BJ, I think that's it for 2023. Obviously, Oku Federico is part of 2024. But I think for 2023, that might be it for this team. So Lamont might be done, but big day for him and the Carolina Gamecocks basketball program. So looking forward to that. Big news there. That was very, very excited and long overdue. You know, I'm going to play Return of the Mac all weekend. That's the song of the weekend. You know, I tweeted that last week when he was here, but really playing it this weekend. But speaking of this weekend, let's talk baseball, folks. The baseball team had no midweek game this week, so no score to review or anything like that. So just going to look at a preview for this weekend as the Gamecocks will be hosting Auburn at home at Founders Park. Auburn is currently 23-17-1. They are 7-11 in the SEC, and they are coming into this series after losing a midweek game to Troy. So on top of that all, they also have a pretty poor record on the road. I think they've only won like 3 or 4 times this year on the road. So they do have a few good players in their lineup that can produce. They're carrying high averages right now. But it certainly seems like their pitching staff has really had the struggles this year. They are riding the struggle bus hard. You look at the guys who have the most appearances and they got the highest ERA. That's just not what you want to see. If you got a guy with a high ERA, you know, you hope it's just like a fluke outing. He was a reliever. You don't want it to be the guy that has pitched almost every time this year. So while you do have to take every SEC opponent seriously, this is definitely a reprieve for Carolina after the last 3 series, right? I mean, it's just, let's call it what it is. Auburn is certainly not LSU, Florida, or Vandy. Now, they're still plenty good, right? They're in the SEC. They're going to have talent, but they're struggling this year. So it is a little bit of a breather for this Gamecocks team after they had the whole week to really regroup, refresh, get healthy, all that jazz. Your pitching rotation for this weekend is Friday, Will Sanders, Saturday, Jack Mahoney, and then Sunday is Matthew Becker. Now, he is formally listed. If you'll recall correctly, the last couple of series, Sunday has been TBA. So Matthew Becker, kudos to him. He has pitched very well after being thrust into that Sunday starter the last couple of times, has done so to the point where he is now formally listed for this series. So that's kind of cool, right? And I think we all know what to expect or what we're asking of Matthew Becker, rather. You don't have to be Superman. I believe it was against Florida. He pitched 5 solid innings. That's all you got to do. You know, make it really pass, you know, like get into the 5th and then pass it off to a good bullpen. Keep your team in a position to win, and you don't have to go out there being a world beater there. But very cool to see that Becker has earned that official title. Now, obviously, South Carolina is looking to continue the momentum after a fantastic series last week, and I fully expect an electric Founders Park to help the guys carry that momentum, you know, big time. Another SEC series here, trying to keep things rolling. Now, my crow to the series here, and in case there are any new listeners, you've probably heard me say crow to the series, and you're like, what the hell is he talking about? Everyone has keys to the game. Everyone has keys to their series. I don't do that. We have our rooster crow, so I have my crow to the series. But it is continue to get deep into the count. This has been a trait of this team this year, but especially in the last series, the guys at the plate were able to work the count, get good pitches to hit, and really get to the Florida bullpen early and often. And that feels like a very winning formula against this Auburn team. So if the guys can stay patient at the plate at this series, I expect good things for Carolina this weekend. By Sunday, you want it to be like the last guy in their bullpen. You want it to be the guy that is going to be shocked to hear his name get called. So stay patient at the plate. Get guys on base, whether it's walks, hits by pitches as well. Move them over and just do what we do, right? Continue that momentum. This offense has so much potential, and all it takes is one big knock to get this team rolling. You know, this could be competitive, and you got to be able to find that way to get into the weak spot of this Auburn team, and that is really, from my estimation, their pitching staff. So you want to go ahead deep into the count, stay patient, and then get those great pitches to hit. Going to be real fun to see. Going to be a fun weekend to follow along. Very excited to watch it with y'all. Go Cox. And with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Quick and easy, this one. But please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review to the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.